Okay. All right. How many more are we waiting for here? Okay. We'll get started soon. Great. I was going to ask about a replay. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And the meditation is going to be really fun today, too. So I hope you guys all enjoy it. All right. More people. Okay. All right, so welcome. I'm just going to have to keep an eye on this, but welcome to the Divine Energy Upgrade, everyone. And thank you so much, Soul Family, for being here. I'm really excited. Like I said, I've got lots to share with you today. And we're going to, you know, receive healing. And I love the power of the group as well, because there's so much here. And there's so much that we can exchange. And even with all of our guides, angels, masters, teachers, you know, there's a lot more that are in this room than just us, as you know. We love meditations. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's all about the transformation, right? So for those that I have not yet done a one-on-one, or those that didn't sign up for that, I just want to briefly go over, you know, the whole point of this and why I was guided to do it. The call that I did with Irem, and a lot of you have heard this, but on it, you know, divine timing, it happened to be on, you know, the ninth month, 27th day. So that's a 9-9. And I know that I just allow things to happen. And I just, you know, my part is just to really show up for the most part. So, you know, that was kind of the inspiration. And for this whole month, being in the 5-year cycle of the world right now, so 2021, and so with all the change that's going on in the world and all the change that we're going through and to, you know, transform, it's really an exciting time for us to be here. And a lot of us are moving into unknown territory, you know, and just really trusting and having faith in spirit too, that we're just, you know, following our intuition and moving into living our best life. So this 5-year cycle that the world is in right now is all about change. And of course, you can see it, you know, outside of you. And so, and it affects every one of us. But the silver lining in it is that we get to change, like on a big scale. And so as we move out of the old paradigm of, you know, the darkness, the oppression, all the stuff that we want to release that, you know, we're quite tired of, we're being energetically supported to do that now. And so with the support of the energy coming into the earth plane, we can really accelerate these shifts that we're going through. And, you know, because we have free will, right, we choose. But for most of us, we're so ready. And so this 5-year cycle, now that we're in October, and now with the new moon, and just to really solidify your intentions, but now the world is going to stabilize. So things are, you know, moving more into stability. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, some dates in October, because it's such a magical month. And so, again, with this new moon, the divine timing of this group call is that after this, you still have 21 days or so, you know, with the remote healings, with the MP3s that you're listening to, and everything else that you're doing, it's all supported. And so that's kind of the beauty of it, and to be in harmony as we transition and collectively, you know, in this group, which I, you know, I feel is pretty awesome. So it's, you know, I'm delighted to connect with all of you. And like I said, just to share in your journey. And thank you so much for sharing in mine. And I just, you know, I feel like there's a lot that we can do together. So yeah, this is so, so powerful. Even on Sunday, the 1010 portal, which is opening, you know, we get to take advantage of that after this new moon. And then we have, you know, if you're aware of the planets, Saturn, I believe, goes direct on the 11th. And then we've got Mercury and Jupiter that go direct on the 18th. And then we have the full moon in Aries, which is on the 20th. So, and that's all about, you know, again, this purging, this letting go, so we can just continually elevate into our best self and living our best lives. So in thinking about this, with your intention, what I would suggest is that for today, to ask for a breakthrough with your intention. And I think that's really important because, you know, as we're being guided, you know, we just use your intuition and trust that. But the whole idea is to stay in the higher consciousness, the higher frequency energies. And again, you know, you're getting the support along the way. Okay. And if you have any questions, yeah, just put it in the chat here. So again, with these cycles, you know, we're really going through this rebirth together. And so, you know, we're kind of in the birth canal right now and we're just moving through, but it's also in divine timing, you know, with what's going on. So we have to align our will with divine will. I've, you know, been doing meditations around that. And so, and just trusting, you know, trusting what you get, trusting what you're creating, trusting what you're moving into. And just allowing that. So yeah, it's, I'm thinking maybe we should probably do the Q&A first, and then the meditation. How do you guys feel about that? Yeah. Okay. So if you want to, put your questions in the chat box and I can go through them. Protect. Okay, so somebody's asking about protection. Probably not the best word needed during these times, especially for very empathic people. Okay, so I want to talk about empaths because, you know, most of us are. And for a lot of us, you know, it can be a blessing or a curse. But the one thing I want to remind you of is, you know, when we're feeling like we need all this protection, you know, there's a part of that that we really need to have trust and faith too, and to know that, you know, we are, if you're in the light, you are divinely protected, you know, and it, whether it's God, source, universe, whatever you believe, like I said, and a really big part of this, this whole thing is for us to take our power back. And I remember asking a question, you know, if we have the power to create worlds, why are we not using it? Right. And that's literally how powerful we are, but so many people are not in their power that's part of what this divine energy upgrade is. Somebody's asking when the 21 days ends. Well, roughly it's the remote healing, right? So today is the 6th, October 6th. So it's basically till the end of October, like as long as this program goes and, you know, with the remote healings, definitely taking our power back. If our vibration is kept the most high, does this also hold true and apply during sleep? Yeah. And you can set your intention before you go to sleep, right? So just allow yourself, you know, your gauge is basically how you feel. So how you feel reveals if you're in alignment with your soul. So if you're feeling like fearful, stressed, anxiety, you know that you're not in alignment. And it's not that you don't feel those things, but you don't stay in it, right? So you can, we emotions especially, we have to master them and not allow them to control and consume us. And so most people get triggered, right? But then they feel kind of powerless to change their state of being. And that's literally all we need to do. So whether it's you use music, whether you, whatever it takes for you to get into that higher vibration, if you need to put on music and dance, if you need to, but to pull yourself out of it, because we don't want to feed that either, because that's the old paradigm. That's the old 3D, right? We want to always be feeding the high. Health, how can we clear physical issues? Hang on. Okay. Sorry, I'm just going to check this. How can we clear physical issues once and for all? Okay. To live my healthiest, best self. Okay. So again, on a physical level, it's staying in the higher vibration, right? So when you think about meditating, right, usually we're in that blissful state. We're in that state where, the pain leaves and we're not in that. So that's like you're, embodying your soul. So we're not humans having a soul experience. We're souls having human experiences. So when I talk about taking our power back, we can also take our health back, right? And so when we're in alignment and using our intention, especially, we can ask, right, to be in, or just you can affirm it, decree it, whatever. But deep down, you have to believe it. And so whatever it takes for you to get there, right? So the whole point is about feeling good. So you, and our thoughts are very powerful too, right? So if we keep thinking about the pain, the suffering, and all of that, right, then we're not in the moment. We need to be present, right? Accept what is, and then we can change it. So acceptance is key too, because what we resist persists. If we have conflict in ourselves, that's what we're trying to resolve. So we want to be able to alleviate the triggers. And that's, again, being in divine flow and being in alignment and just, right, surrendering, just letting it go as it comes up. That's what gets you further and further into your higher state of being. So it's really about embodying our soul, whether you call it your light body, right? It's bringing that energy into our physical body. So that's why staying grounded is so important and staying connected. So usually when we're not, right, if we're not grounded, we can be energetically manipulated. So we want to take our power back. We want to make sure that we're grounded. We want to work through our fears, right, that holding us back. We literally hold ourselves back. So it's not about anything outside of you, right? All we can control is what's within us, but it always comes back to us. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's really, it's a lot of it has to do with deciding. And then again, just doing whatever you need to do to stay in alignment. MP3s. Okay, there's a question about the MP3s. Do we need to keep using them even after successful shifts? Is there a point of overkill on usage? Well, and use your intuition, because you know you best. And so the MP3s are designed to keep you in, again, higher vibrational state. They're encoded with energy, from a soul level to support you. And again, you know, we don't want to be codependent either, right? So you still want to go about your day. But part of the issue that people have is that, yes, they want to stay in that meditative state. It's, you know, addictive to be in the energy, right? Because that's our true self. But you also need to, you know, take action to live life and to just really enjoy your day, right? So the whole point is not to stay stuck in the lower frequencies. And awareness is key, right? So once you notice, then you get yourself into alignment. But for most people, I would say, you know, even like having a spiritual practice or a meditative practice or whatever works for you, but to do it consistently, right? That's going to bring you consistent results. And so for some people, it could be just, you know, getting out in nature, like whatever works for you, but whatever makes you feel good, right? And it's to create new habits. Okay. Any other questions about what you're struggling with? How often do you suggest using the MP3s? Again, I would focus less on the clearings unless you're really going through something, the celestial clearings. Okay. Still having frustration and boundary issues. Okay. Okay, and that's fair. So here's what I want to say about and feeling, like I said, frustrated, irritated, like all of that stuff that comes up, right? And it's oftentimes, it's not even ours. Like empathic people can feel it from the collective. It can be psychic pain. It can be stuff that's coming up to be released. It can be past life. It can be, yeah, and somebody's saying this retrograde is hard. Okay. So again, my advice to you is to listen to, like, sound is really good, right? You can, different frequencies of sound is really helpful. And especially with music, like I said, it goes, music goes straight to the emotions. So that's probably one of the fastest ways to change your state that I'm aware of is through sound. How can I stop being invaded by other people's energy when I am with them? I feel like I'm under constant attack. Okay. And this is where taking your power back is really going to help you. Okay. Addictions. Yeah. So some of the big challenges, and I'm going to share some of mine just to let you guys know. You know, the more we awaken, the more we become aware. And the more that we remember and the more that, right? So for me, with this change in the world cycle, it's affecting me because I'm remembering past civilizations where, you know, we were persecuted, like in, and this is in groups and stuff. It affected groups of us, right? So, you know, the biggest thing for me was to, as it comes up, just to, you know, just surrender it, right? Work through the fear. If you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling, right? And to really focus on releasing the toxicity of your thoughts, your feelings. Again, just surrender it when it comes up. Just go do something almost, you know, to pull you out of it. And for me, like sometimes if I'm feeling like I'm feeling, I can just, you know, go out for a walk, get outside. The collective energies, you can shield yourself if you need to, right? Sometimes I'll put myself in like a blue egg with a mirror around it so that the energies deflect. Even on my car, I'll do that. And just, you know, just to establish healthy boundaries with people because, you know, spiritual attack is real. And a lot of people are experiencing that. But what it is, it's to keep us from stepping into our power. And that's, again, why I feel this you know, meditation that we're going to do is so important, because we need to reclaim that. And especially, I'll say for women, men too, but because of the end of this old paradigm, you know, everything is really in our face. It's really prevalent. And it's to breathing is really good as well. I've made some progress. Some of the patterns are pretty deep seated. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So another thing is, like I said, to use your intention, and the cycles of the moon are helpful. So with the new moon, the new moon's always good for creating new. And then the full moon is good for releasing, like purging, just letting go. And so the full moon in Aries is going to bring up a lot of anger, frustration, irritation, you know, anything that's still unsettled within you. But just when you're in the flow, use your intention, and you can use that Mars energy to just release that from you, right? Instead of fighting it. So you want to be in that energy of just, you know, trying to be chill. And I'm going to say for a lot of people, you know, I don't know if you've heard of power versus force, right? We want to be in our power. Force won't work anymore. Okay. And so that's why you don't want to engage, because those are old ways and they're not going to be supported. So we want to be able to, and if that's a pattern, just recognize it, right? But don't fight against it. So you want to stay out of fight and flight. You want to get into a neutral space where you're balanced, and then you can take inspired action from that space. And that's like when we meditate, right? When you're feeling so good in that space, that's where you want to create from. That's where you want to ask for your next step, or your next, you know, show me a sign or whatever. You want to do it from that place, because anything lower than that, right? If you make decisions from fear, they're not going to turn out well, right? And so we're all facing fears right now and just letting them go as much as we can. We just have to work through them. And that's how we reclaim our power too. somebody's sharing, just wanted to share. Yesterday night in my dream, my guardian angel sent a message. I was ecstatic when I woke up. Yeah, perfect. Oh, so I wanted to get back to, before you go to bed, you can state your intention, okay, of where you want to go, so that you're not just, you know, being attacked or things like that. And so one suggestion that I have, there's different, with different ascended masters, for example, there's different etheric retreats that you can go to, and you can ask. But we forget to ask. So always remember that you're in charge. And like I said, it's like 99% decision. Once you decide, right, your course, then just don't allow yourself to be thrown off track. And again, that's discipline, it's self-discipline, but that's also having to do with self-love, right? But allow yourself to be guided is the biggest thing. Use your intuition. If you're unclear, just ask for the next step. So one thing I want to say about that is we're learning a new way to be, and we need to be kind to ourselves in this process, because the mind is learning to let go. We used to, you know, we don't have to chase things. We used to do that, or we wouldn't start something until we knew the whole plan from A to B, right? And then we would start. But now the creative process is asking us to just take the first step and see where it takes you. But allow the joy and the, you know, the excitement of the unknown, let it be joyful and follow that, right? Follow that to follow your happiness. And I think for a lot of people, that's what they feel is missing, but it's not, it's within us. And we have control over all of it. I always ask Archangel Michael to take me beyond the sixth dimension every night and be with me. Yeah. And again, you can soul travel too, right? Like you can, again, with the Sirians, and I connect very strongly to them. Allow your soul to go exploring, and you can still be safe when you're doing it. Okay. Any other questions before we get into the meditation? So my biggest message is that, believe that you're safe. Because what you believe is true for you. And for most people, they've operated pretty much their whole lives in fear. And that's the huge transition that we're moving out of. But allow the energy to do the work. We don't have to work hard. We just have to, set it up. And just allow the energy to support us. And that's the whole divine feminine being in the flow. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm excited because, we're gonna be doing some activations, but I'm also gonna be doing some attunements for you. The other thing I wanted to mention is just remember, when we don't feel that we're enough, that's when we sacrifice ourselves, and we're done with that. Just decide to be done. Like, that's as simple as I can put it. Let the past stay in the past. We don't have to keep giving energy to it. And I know people get triggered and it's hard and, all of that right now. But we need to focus our mind on what we're creating. We want to focus on the outcome that we want, not the outcome that we fear. So that's the difference between feeding the fear and feeding the love. So no matter what, we are worthy, right? Yeah. And that's your divine self, right? That's our divinity. Our divine self is in alignment with source, God, universe. That's who we are, right? We're not our anger. We're not the fear. We're not our pain. We're not any of that. So when we really embody and accept who we truly are and be present with it, right? Our love, our light, our power. That's our divinity, our divine self, divine health, divine wealth, divine power, divine light, divine love, divine relationships, divine partnerships. That's what we're aligning to. So it's a state of being. It's all alignment. Okay. Yeah, and all the conditioning, that we're letting go of. It's almost like what society dictates, we have to do the opposite, right? Because that's how we stay in alignment. I know it's hard, but I repeat my mantra, the past is the past and I'm here now. Yeah, being present. And just identifying with the now. Right? We can plan for the future. We don't have to worry about it. And that's the trust and faith. When we surrender, let the divine work on your behalf behind the scenes. And that's the divine timing part. I know many people are frustrated because things aren't happening. But that's what I'm saying. When we're in the flow of divine timing, right? We just need to be in alignment. Okay. So if you guys are ready, I would like to share this with you. We're just going to do this meditation. And again, this is about your intention. I just want to quickly say, if there's anyone you need to forgive, including yourself, again, you don't have to get heady about it. Just all I want you to do is just bless the past and let it go. It can be that simple. Just be ready to let it go. Okay, so get comfortable. And close your eyes. And just breathe into your lower body. And we're going to go into an energy vortex for this meditation to help manifest. And remember, the power of the group is really strong. So we're all going to the highest level in this of the energies, okay? I'm just going to activate your etheric stargate to Sirius now. So just feel into this energy. And just notice what you're experiencing in your body. Just be present to the energy. If you can't feel the energy, just see, sense, imagine it. Just know that it's happening. Okay. So for the group, I'm just going to activate in your Merkaba smoky quartz, which is earth light, pink tourmaline, which is all about love, labradorite, which represents free will, and this is another powerful stone, yeah, crocite, to ignite your passion, aventurine, to activate the unlimited self, iolite, for vision, sulfur, for your physical radiance, bloodstone, for purification, and peridot, to bring joy into your heart. So just imagine we're inside of a golden pyramid. And we're sitting in a circle of white light. And there's a column of white light surrounding us. And a council of light above us. So as above, so below. This circle of light that we're in now represents our community, our soul family, oneness, unity consciousness. So just imagine now, each of us radiating light from our heart. I'm just going to use Herkimer Diamond. So just imagine this brilliant white light radiating from our heart center in all directions, but also connecting us to each one on this call now. Just breathe in that energy and radiate it out. And imagining it going in a circle, connecting with each person's heart here. Connecting to our oneness, our unity, our humanity. Now let's connect our physical heart to the heart of Mother Earth, the Star Mother's heart, and the heart of the cosmos. Just really feel into that energy now. And And now imagine an individual column of light above your head, shining through your chakras, lighting them all up, just radiating light through your body and connecting to the crystalline core of the earth. So just feel that connection from God, Source, Universe, your higher self, your soul, through the top of your head, radiating through your whole body in brilliant rainbow colors. And into the earth. So now focus on your soul star chakra above your head. And just receive this liquid rainbow light in through the top of your head. Allow it to go down your spine and pass through your body now. Okay. And now open your hands to receive. And imagine a sacred attunement being downloaded in through your crown and receive it in the palms of your hands. This sacred attunement will allow more growth, expansion, love, abundance, and success in all areas of your life. Just receive that now. Now focus on your throat. And I'm just going to use angel light energy to align your will with divine will, to co-create with the divine. So just focus on your throat now. And just imagine it's like a medium blue energy. So we're releasing the past, including past lives. Any karma, trauma, all of that, just allow that energy to just dissipate and expand this energy in your throat and allow it to align your will with divine will now. We're also expanding your consciousness. Now breathe into your heart space. And let's move down to your sacral center. This is the divine feminine energy in your pelvis. So now think of what you want to create, what your intention is. We're in creation energy now. So now allow this creation energy to expand and feel into this orange crocyte energy. So a big heart, a big orange heart of divine flow Let it ignite your passion and heal your pelvic area, activating your life force energy, regenerating and rejuvenating all of the cells in your body now. Just feel into this energy and allow it to radiate and expand. We're connecting to the vibrational frequency of the earth as well. Just breathe that energy up through your feet, up your legs, and into your pelvis. Just allow your body to be nourished. And fully connected, we're balancing the divine flow. Now let's move up to your solar plexus. And this is your divine masculine energy within you. So just imagine the energy of citrine, which represents abundance. Bring it into your body and allow it to expand in your solar plexus, just under your rib cage. We're going to activate this energy as you think of your manifestation now. And just feel into the joy of what you're creating in this energy vortex. Just feel the lightness. You're now in your divine power. You're birthing your new beginning on your new timeline. Just accept this now. Breathe in these new Aquarian energies and allow them to integrate until you feel fully embodied. You're now in divine health, divine wealth, divine love, divine light, divine power, divine relationships, and divine partnerships now. Your path ahead is safe, clear, full of vitality, and prosperity as you birth new endeavors and successful outcomes. Receive the infinite blessings and the miracles now. Receive them into your being. So over the next 21 days, just allow and bless your past. Allow any old toxic thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and habits, and triggers fall away. Any self-sabotage, limiting beliefs, procrastination, holding yourself back. Any fears, judgments, control, and just allow yourself to be inspired by your new timeline. Journaling is helpful. Your new beginning in this divine matrix. So stay in this higher consciousness. In the divine flow, just relax and allow. Just let your intuition guide you. Ask your guides for clarity if you need it, or signs. And just enjoy the journey. And allow it to unfold. You're in harmony now. This is the rebirth. In full acceptance of your divine self now. Okay, when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Let you all come back. If you have any feedback, feel free to share. Melinda says that was amazing. Awesome. Lovely. That's great. Wonderful. Do you guys feel the new moon energy? Like, do you feel like things are ready to break through? Really powerful. Thank you. Yes, I feel it. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay. So beautiful. Feel at peace. Yeah, and that's our natural state. I do feel it. Yeah, you guys are empathic. So yeah, that's awesome. Powerful. I almost fell asleep. Is that bad? No, not at all. Not at all. And sometimes that happens because I love that, because you're out of your head, right? And the energy can go deeper. So just know that it's going to continue working on you, feeling light and relaxed. Yeah. And isn't that different than when we started? I kept getting visions of things that I'm working on going to the next level. Yeah. Just believe that it's already happening, right? We're already being supported. Same, feeling sleepy. Yeah. And we just sometimes just have to chill and let the divine work on our behalf behind the scenes. Marinate. Yeah, my path is clear, really powerful for me. That's awesome. Feeling joyful. Oh, bless you. That's awesome. Okay. Do you have a website? I'm in the process of reinventing myself as well. So it's coming. Fell home with land, nature around me, all my creative writing dreams coming true. Yeah, see? And that's the thing with, like I said, stay connected as a group. Like this, this will be, I mean, obviously it's recorded, so you'll get the replay, but just imagine yourself back here. Right? And we're all supporting each other. We're all connecting, and we're all connected to the divine and that council of light. It's really powerful, especially right now. So just know that everyone's being guided. All of our dreams are coming true. Just allow it step by step to manifest. And again, stay in that love vibration in your heart. Look through the eyes of love, right? That really helps. And, you know, just say no to the fear. Just say, you know, thank you. I feel you. Goodbye. Because we're not in that anymore. And that's what I mean about the energy coming in. It's so beautiful. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah. So ignite your creativity. And, you know, that is who we are. We are co-creators. And it's really time. Thank you so much. Thank you too. It's really time for us to shine and, you know, really step into our power, in our divinity. We're leading this in the sense of, you know, I honestly believe that we're creating heaven on earth. And, you know, those of us that are awake and connected, that's what I mean. Just keep using your gifts and keep, you know, learning, expressing. Love your energy and smile. So grateful to you, and a big thank you. Well, thank you all. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm ready to shine. Thank you for the activation. Yeah. Did you guys feel the attunement with when your hands were open? Yeah. Yay. That's awesome. Okay. And again, step into your divine power and know that, right, that is who you are. And the women are really leading this. And I'm not saying the men aren't. I'm saying the ones that are here are as well, because they're in touch with their divine feminine side. And so the old paradigm, like I said, the force is fizzling out. It's not, that's why the divine feminine is coming in right now, right? To really lead through the heart and through love. So thank you so much, everybody. This is awesome. Will the remote healing strengthen our intentions for ourselves? Yeah, absolutely. I send that every morning, with all of you in mind and for your, best and highest good and to support you. And so that's, just know that that's really powerful. And the whole idea is to keep you elevated while you make the shifts and changes in your lives, to creating your dream life, really, if you're not already. But yeah. So yeah, I am so grateful to you guys and absolutely felt the energies, hands sizzled, electric jolts throughout. Thanks, Catherine, for an amazing experience. That's awesome. I love your stories. So yeah. And feel free to email me and let me know your progress. I get excited when I connect with you guys. Thank you, soul sister. Heart hugs. Bless you. And, I look forward to everybody that I, haven't done the one-on-one yet with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. That's awesome. I have to go. Thanks again. See you soon. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you for being here. Bless you all. And keep shining. And keep creating. And yeah, yay. Woo! Okay. All right. Okay. Blessings to you. And blessings to all of you. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording.